Greg Farrell is the president and CEO of Farrell Wealth and is a registered representative with and securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA SIPC insurance products offered through LPL Financial or its licensed affiliates. The opinions of Greg and his guests are merely opinions. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, and financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
There we go. All right, good morning. This is Greg Farrell, CEO and President of Farrell Wealth, and the show is Money Matters with Greg. We're talking here on 103.1 FM WVLP Community Radio Station here in Valparaiso, Indiana, and it's also broadcast, obviously, worldwide through the web. You can find us at WVLP.org. You can also find us at farrellwealth.com on our website. We are out there on iTunes as well. If you want to listen to any of the podcasts, we have over 80-some episodes on podcast. You just search Money Matters or Greg inside of the search bars on iTunes, and you can find us there. So thanks for tuning in today. We're going to talk about the outlook of 2018, try to pull out our crystal ball and talk about where the markets are going. We know where they've been here in the past. We've been talking a lot about that as far as the market goes. But in regards to where they're going, it's fascinating to be able to try to figure out where to go, where to invest, and also anticipate some of the trends that might be happening for 2018. So we're going to talk about that over the next half an hour. Wanted to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. Hope everyone had a fantastic Thanksgiving. Our family is basically running an infirmary, so we stayed put this year. But I was able to cook and not kill everybody, so that was good. No fires, no fire trucks. Everything went well. Got a compliment from my wife that it was the best turkey she's ever had. So obviously that has to be a positive somehow. And all the kids seemed happy too. But yeah, we've been running an infirmary at our house. I don't know about you, but trying to get everybody better and better and well. And it looks like we've come across the finish line and we are better, but we needed to just stick home and rest. So hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. Very thankful for all of our listeners and our audience that are not only here locally, but also nationwide, and a number of different clients tune in, people that we, good friends tune in nationwide. We have, as a business, we're in about 20 states overall as a licensed securities financial advisor. We have clients all over the nation, but then the radio station obviously streams worldwide, so you can listen in anywhere, anytime. And then also I mentioned the podcast, so join in on iTunes as much as you can. But I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. I want to mention something here at WVLP. We are starting a brand new campaign to help out the community as much as possible. It is a community radio station, and it is a nonprofit 501c3. And the radio station is really responsible to no one but the listeners. So you out there have every right to expect the best, and that's what we're trying to bring to you as an overall programming group. And many of the shows on WVLP are fascinating and very, very good. So please listen in as you get a chance. But the mission was created really for community radio station here in Valpo that would cultivate a curiosity and creativity throughout the community. And they do it through many shows like this and also others that are available. If you go to WVLP.org, you can find the whole list. But it is listener-supported. So if you want to go online and contribute or even call now, it's 219-476-9000. And please remember to leave a message if nobody's there to get back. We will get back to you. This station is solely dependent upon donations, and it does some great things for the community, and very excited for it just getting better. There's going to be new cameras that come in so we can stream and show off our pretty faces that are ready for faces for radio, and hopefully educate, and that's really what we're here for. The show was started here, Money Matters or Greg, for that whole purpose. It is a financial literacy show that is here solely to educate and help you with your investments, answer your questions and your tweets. You can find us at Farrell Wealth on Twitter, and certainly reach out with any questions you might have, whether it be about anything to do with money. So in regards to real estate or investments in overall stock market or whatever it might be, please don't hesitate to reach out. We'd love to hear from you and really appreciate it. You can also email me at greg@farrellwealth.com. More than welcome to email me any questions, and I'd be happy to get back to you. So with that being said, we've had a great run here in 2017. It's been a really, really good year in regards to the market. We've had fiscal policy on our side, and earnings have been fantastic. So look, we want to be able to talk about some investment insights and market guidance for the year ahead. I always like to be able to anticipate ahead of time. So I want to talk about an expected business cycle drivers that are going to take a larger role, really in spurring further economic and market growth in 2018. And this sort of fundamental shift that have happened in the forces behind the economic expansion that's been happening, some of the ways this economic expansion has been very unusual thus far, and sort of what we expect to see going forward. So that return of the business cycle is not where we are in the cycle, but about what's driving the cycle and what it means for investors. The majority of an economic cycle, or any economic cycle, certainly with this one, has been accommodative monetary policy, which we've been talking about on the show for forever. And that has really supported the growth and the markets that have relied on the central bank intervention to keep that expansion going. We've already started to see the directional change by the Federal Reserve, coupled with companies' increased need to focus on growth, really resulting in a new dynamic for business leaders and investors. And given this shift, we really believe that the return of business cycle can be characterized by four main things. First of all, is fiscal coordination. Look, with some combination of infrastructure spending, tax reform, regulatory relief, given recent progress on the policy front, we expect corporate tax cuts to be the primary contributor here to economic activity in 2018. That is first and foremost, whatever rates we see here in the next few weeks, if anything gets done by the end of the year, or whether anything gets done in the beginning of the year, is still very, very positive for companies to be able to plan and to look forward and have an actual rule that they can lean on. That is paramount for investment business and earnings and revenue and investment. So with that being said, that business investment, the second characterization, business investment in property, plants, equipment. Companies are using cash differently now, and they're focusing on increasing productivity and attaining greater market share overall. So looking at business investment is really key. And then looking at earnings growth. We always talk about earnings growth on this show, always pounding it into to everyone to be able to mention that so goes earning growth, so goes the market. And supported by better global growth, a pickup in business spending, and potentially lower corporate taxes are all going to help earnings growth. And then you start looking at active management, which should see continued momentum thanks to return and fundamental investing. Investors can really determine winners and losers based on earnings, sales, cash flow, and so on. So all of these things are going to matter: fiscal coordination, business investment, earnings growth, and active management. And against that backdrop, we really expect that the economic growth, as measured by domestic gross domestic product, or GDP, of, let's say, 2.5%, thanks to the fiscal support, a pickup in business spending, and a steady consumer spending, really forecasting returns for the S&P market to be between 8 and 10% for the broad market. Now, that's coming from LPL Research, at LPL Research. You can follow them on Twitter. I highly recommend you do. And this report is out on Twitter. I've also tweeted it myself at Farrell Wealth. So you can find this report. It's a 23-page report that I'm going to reference here. And it is called the Outlook for 2018, Return of the Business Cycle. So I think 8 to 10 is probably a little bit aggressive, but I also thought 6 to 8 this year was a good number, and it's doubled. It's more than double that in regards to the S&P. So take it for what it's worth in regards to that. But I think there will be some headwinds that happen in regards to 2018, more than is forecasted, but this is basically what we're anticipating here is a forecast returns of 8 to 10 in the broad stock market as measured by the S&P 500 index. Look, earnings growth is going to be the primary driver without a doubt. And given the expectations of a gradual increase in interest rates, we expect flat to low single-digit returns for bonds just like last year and measured by Bloomberg Barclays Aggregate Bond Index. We believe bonds will remain an important part of a well-diversified portfolio. However, particularly in the event of the stock market pullbacks, that certainly will may have an effect, but not seeing enormous returns in regards to the fixed income market. Now, there is the belief that this return to the business cycle has potential for success and where investors can be rewarded for their ability to focus on business fundamentals is really going to be paramount in regards to the investment world. So, this aging expansion and a leadership transition to the Fed may all increase the likelihood that the stock market volatility picks up in 2018, which we really haven't seen at all in 2017 after a massively volatile 2016. But as always, we really emphasize maintaining that long-term perspective of a well-balanced portfolio of diversifying into a number of different asset classes that we talk about on this show all the time. So, let's talk about the past 8 years overall. Extraordinarily accommodative monetary policy has served as the primary catalyst for spurring this economic growth. And although the expansion really has delivered steady GDP growth, consistent returns for the stock market, and an improving job market, the expansion itself really has been lackluster. While we're still set in a sort of familiar scene going forward, this economic expansion overall, we really need to see new characters sort of take charge. So to bring the market back to its traditional roots and raise the bar on what we expect from global growth, a continued expansion overall, the history of the longest and largest bull markets in history is upon us. So we're looking ahead to a return of the business cycle, and we're looking ahead to relying on the intervention of the Federal Reserve to propel employment and personal consumption, which will turn to the fiscal policy, the fiscal policy and improving business fundamentals will spur further growth in the economy and the stock market. So regarding fiscal policy, we'll look for increased government spending and tax cuts, which could provide support for businesses, which will provide support in terms of revenue, earnings, and future growth prospects. Look, if you are a business owner and you're a small business and your tax is an S-Corp, which is the 35% tax rate, and you suddenly wake up one day and have the ability to have a lower tax bracket, you immediately went from 35 to let's say 20 or 22 or even 25, wherever it ends up. If someone were to ask you at the beginning of the year, would you take 10% increase in gross margins on your business this year? And absolutely. And what do I have to give up? Nothing. It's just a change. So it's enormous for any small businesses, and that's why we're going to talk about some of the places to invest in regards to those small businesses and those small caps. Many of the larger corporations already have access to tax loopholes and tax safe harbors and tax havens that small businesses don't have that ability to be able to do. They don't have the bankroll for the law teams. They don't have the ability to lower their tax rates overall, like the Googles and like the Facebooks. But when you are a small business, especially the small businesses run America, and that is basically what we're here to see is a change in the tax code that is easier, more efficient, Every business gets to spend less money on accountants and cost. Everyone gets to spend less money on lawyers and the cost that those entail. And if it's clear, a more clear structure with lower ability to be able to have your gross margin go up, you take that in a heartbeat as a business owner. So however that looks, we'll see if it actually happens here at the end of this year, beginning of next year. Honestly, as a business owner myself, I don't really care, and I don't really know too many businesses that do, if it happens in this year or next year, just as long as it happens. And we can all anticipate as business owners an ability to be able to proactively plan and structure our spending process to be able to invest, whether it be hiring new employees, whether it be investing in marketing, whether it be investing back in the business, whatever it might be, it's going to be really, really good for small businesses. So in short, really, when we start talking about the business cycle and where to go here, you know, I mentioned before, fiscal coordination, business investment, earnings growth, and active management overall. Those are really the four things that we're looking at here in 2018 that we really want to concentrate on and find those trends, invest in those trends, and make money on those trends. So, and in turn, really a return to an environment which investors may be rewarded for their ability to focus on business fundamentals as markets respond to this sort of shift in monetary to fiscal support, which is going to be interesting because it's going to be a change. Interest rates are rising and they're only going higher. So how that affects your lending rates, how that affects your borrowing capabilities, and how that affects your overall cost is paramount. So you have to be cognizant of the fact that interest rates are rising. Goldman Sachs came out just recently this last week and announced that they see four different times where the Fed will raise rates at least 25 basis points. So they're looking at a 1% raise in overall rates, which will affect everyone's borrowing, maybe their payroll, how they use their lines of credit, you name it. So they are going higher. So as a business owner, you need to be thinking about these things. And as an investor, you need to be thinking about these things and how they're going to affect your overall investments. But with the guidance and the insight we're talking about today, investors really need to be ready to embrace the market environment overall as far as the search of their long-term success. And what we're trying to bring to you is what is going to affect 2018. So again, fiscal coordination. The next step for the U.S. economy will involve some combination of infrastructure spending, tax reform, and regulatory relief that are all going to help businesses overall. The political environment remains certainly challenging, without a doubt. We try to stay agnostic on this show as much as possible. But the economy it's all about the market for us. Look, we want to be able to make sure, how is the market going to be affected in regards to the political environment? The economy has exhibited impressive momentum after a slow start to 2017. And there's been progress on the policy front. So we do expect corporate tax cuts to be the major contributor to economic activity in 2018. With that goes business investment. Early in expansion, business investment slowed, productivity suffered. It was brutal. Back in 2008, 2009, nobody wanted to invest in anything or anyone. So now companies are using cash differently. They're focusing on increasing productivity and attaining greater market values and market share. And to remain successful, businesses will need to invest in property, plants, equipment, people. You're already starting to see the wage pressure on getting quality people in order to be able to find people that can fit into your company. So it is not easy finding really high quality people anymore, especially with the low unemployment rate that we have now. So that's going to be an issue. For instance, Red Robin had disappointing earnings just recently. The stock was cut by 40%. And they mentioned the main reason is wage growth. They're having trouble finding good people. They also mentioned that cost of goods sold were extremely expensive and went up. So the market didn't like it, and the stock got hammered. So those are things to be really cognizant of in regards to what to watch and as far as investments. But it's happening out there without a doubt. And we have a lot of business owners on this show that like to be able to talk to this fact. We'll have more on here coming up in the next month and then certainly going into next year to give them an opportunity to be able to talk about what they're seeing, because they're seeing some many of the business owners we talk with are seeing some great things that need to be brought to you as an audience. Then we talk about earnings growth. Look, earnings growth has been fantastic and is only getting better. Stocks to produce all of these attractive returns, earnings growth will continue to be a key factor in 18. Global growth is even better. So a pickup in business spending, lower corporate taxes should all support better earnings. We're seeing a really nice return on investment and return to growth in Europe, emerging markets in regards to where to be looking in regards to your overall, maybe your tilt on your portfolio and how much you might want to be investing in those countries. Then you start looking about active management. Look, the dynamics have supported passive strategies in the last years, and they've really, in the last year, has begun to fade. Not to say that passive management is ever certainly going away. That is just not happening. But a return to fundamental investing where investors can really determine the winners and losers based on earnings, sales, cash growth, cash flow, you know, it really should lead to continued momentum for active management. So finding those stock pickers or finding those investments that are stock picker based are going to be a nice added addition to a well-balanced portfolio. And then, again, bonds are risk diversifiers. Although the fixed income market will be under pressure due to higher interest rates, as interest rates rise, bonds go down. It's not a matter of whether you're going to lose money in bonds. It's just a matter of how much. Especially high quality will remain an important part of well-balanced, diversified portfolios. You're already seeing it in the yield curve in the last month or so, especially with the recent news of Goldman Sachs saying that there are going to be four raises, and what they anticipate is four raises next year. The yield curve was hurt. Certainly, bonds did not have a good performance in the last couple weeks, but they still are an important part in a well-balanced, diversified portfolio. It's just a matter of how much and what kind of risk you're willing to be able to mitigate. So I want to talk about some of the business drivers, the original versus, let's say, the sequel in regards to, let's throw in a movie reference, but we're going to talk about some of the unusual cycle drivers and then sort of the back-to-business drivers is where we are going to go. Real quick, going to finish up as we come here into the end of the show. But if you want to find us, we're on Twitter, at Farrell Wealth. I'm Greg Farrell, CEO and president of Farrell Wealth. It's a wealth management firm here locally in Valparaiso, Indiana. It's 103.1 FM. WVLP is our community radio station. And we broadcast this show from the studios of WVLP, and then we tape them and then put them on podcasts. You can find us on Money Matters with Greg on iTunes as well as Podomatic. You can certainly find us anywhere on the web. Farrellwealth.com is our website, and Money Matters with Greg is the show. We talk financial literacy show and finances, anything to do with money on this show, and love being able to have everyone on as far as our guest, and in regards to talking about money. And if you want to be a part of the show, we'd love to have you. So just email me, Greg at farrellwealth.com, and you can certainly call the show at 219-476-9000. We're always looking for help in regards to the community radio station. It is a community radio station. If you do want to advertise or if you do want to support the radio station in any way, it is a 501c3 charitable deduction, which I highly recommend you do as a tax planning strategy anyway in regards to your wealth management strategies. Giving away 5% of your overall income is something that the IRS looks favorably upon, certainly. So you can get that deduction and support a wonderful cause. We are all volunteers here. No one gets paid, so it's not like you're advertising and suddenly the money goes to somebody's pocket. It goes here to support the radio station. With that being said, we recently just got a grant from our local Rotary, which we're really excited and proud of, that will help facilitate sort of bringing this station into the 21st century. We are going to have streaming cameras. We're going to have new microphones. We're going to have lapel mics and a number of other things that we're really excited to be able to bring to you as an audience. So very excited about that. With that being said, let me finish up on business cycle drivers, the original versus the sequel. And looking at sort of a historically supported economic and market growth, before we entered this recent period of accommodative monetary policy, where were we before and where are we now? This fundamental shift sort of is definitely going to have an impact on businesses and investment returns. So I just want to be able to mention some of the things that were and some of the things that are going away and what we can look for in regards to 2018. The unusual cycle driver that would first of all would be the monetary policy that has been going on for nearly 8 years. Low or near zero interest rates is an unusual cycle driver. If you don't realize that, then maybe it's your age. But low or near zero interest rates don't always happen. And especially this low, and this quite oftenly staying near zero interest rates. So what's going to happen now is the back to business of the old structure, of back to where we need to be going, which is fiscal responsibility and structural reforms, deregulation, and making sure that the budget is done and done correctly. Now, whether that happens or not, I don't know. But that's what needs to happen in order to get back to business. Unusual cycle driver in monetary policy, again, would be quantitative easing. Quantitative easing was basically printing money to keep the economy going, to build strength and growth, and that's exactly what has happened. We've put a ton of money on the Federal Reserve's balance sheet that needs to come off now, and how that looks, we will see. But back to business would be one of the things that will happen, it looks like, and we'll see if it does in the 2018, is the fiscal infrastructure investment that would be back to business. So quantitative easing was the past. Fiscal infrastructure investment would be the second. The usual unusual cycle drivers in the past would be used debt or buybacks and dividends. That's many of the companies have been buying back their stock and buying back their to use for the dividends. Look, that back to business would be using debt for capital spending would be the future. So we will see how that goes. But companies have been circling the wagons and buying back their stock, concentrating on their own infrastructure, concentrating on their own business, and making sure that they are okay and they are in a good place. So in the future, they'd be using debt for capital spending. In the past, unusual cycle drivers have been sort of muddling through. We've just sort of been muddling through at times with a number of businesses. You start looking at even on the retail side, it's been more than muddling through. It's just been act of survival overall. So back to business would be confidence in the economy and the markets, and we see that the future is bright and that we continue to invest in ourselves. Back to unusual cycle drivers, you take on financial market risk. That would be something that we've been nervous about because of the markets. And if you've been willing to take on financial market risk, you've been very well rewarded. In the future here, take on entrepreneurial risk. That'll be the next investment. You start talking about VCs, investments in companies that are pushing technology. They are disruptive in their behavior to overall markets. In the past, you have stocks are highly correlated. You have this unusual cycle driver that is stocks extremely highly correlated to each other. And in the future, you'll see stocks behavior is going to differentiate. In the past, you've seen basically all investment go down all at once. I mean, even in 2009, 2010, you just saw how even commodities would go down in the markets. Even bonds would go down with stocks. That's just not the case. It should not be the case in a healthy market environment. Sure, it will be a healthy market, much more healthy environment with stock behavior being differentiated and moving forward. Okay, so those are our unusual cycle drivers, and those are our back to business. You have a monetary policy going to fiscal. You have less use of debt for buybacks and dividends and using that debt for capital spending now, less muddling through and worry about the future and more confidence in markets and economy. Yeah, really sort of taking on financial risk in the past, but now you're going to take on more of an entrepreneurial risk. And then stocks have been highly correlated, but now stocks will really behave very different. So overall, what we've talked about here as far as 2018, what's really important to 2018 in looking forward is fiscal coordination overall as far as the overall economy, business investment, and see how things go in the near future as to how companies' confidence is in their overall balance sheet, what they can use those savings to move forward with. Then you have earnings growth. How earnings are affected, and earnings growth has been fantastic and certainly anticipatory of a very, very good market. That's why the market's up what it is now and looks like it will intend for the future. You have active management will be a dynamic that is going to be, again, this year, very, very important to investment. And then you have bonds as risk diversifiers overall, not looking for a huge year in bonds, but as far as high quality bonds with interest rates rising, you want to be able to make sure you have a well-balanced portfolio. And inside that bond portfolio, a very structured plan as to where you want to be invested, because it will make a huge difference as interest rates rise. So that's our outlook 2018 on where we see the economy cycle. We're going to have a number of shows on this and what we see in regards to investments and where to go with this. So please stay tuned to future shows. The show's Money Matters with Greg. I'm Greg Farrell, CEO and president of Farrell Wealth. It's a wealth management firm that's local here to the Midwest, here in Valparaiso, Indiana, but we have clients all over the nation. And we're thankful this Thanksgiving season for all of our clients and all of our friends here on the radio and everywhere else, whether it be social media. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. You can certainly reach out to me on Greg at Farrell Wealth and just email me, greg@farrellwealth.com, and just email me directly any questions you might like. If you'd like to be a part of the show, you'd like to be able to support WVLP in any way, again, like I said, 501c3, your contribution is tax deductible, and it does help out a wonderful cause, 219-476-9000. I think I've done all my dry cleaning there overall as far as mentioning everything that I need to be able to mention here on the show. But we are very, very thankful for you and you being an audience and tuning in. Again, you can find us on iTunes at Money Matters or Greg for past shows. We're looking forward to a fantastic December and moving forward here. I hope everyone had a very, very good Thanksgiving, and certainly look forward to hearing from everybody very soon. Thanks again, and have a great week.
Greg Farrell is the president, CEO of Farrell Wealth, and is a registered representative with and securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC insurance products offered through LPL Financial or its licensed affiliates. The opinions of Greg and his guests are merely opinions. All individuals should get their proper advice investing and managing their personal finances. Money. Get back.